Okay, episode 18.
We're getting up there.
Here we go. Lots to talk about on this shortened, abbreviated Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's daylight savings.
Happy daylight savings, everyone. Yep.
Lost that hour, which is okay. That's fine. Our news feeds are going to be full of memes about how bad and silly daylight savings is.
Or the people who are just so terribly rocked by it can't adjust that hour.
Yeah.
That was me this morning.
Well, I can appreciate parents who have children with routines.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be bad, but
yeah.
It's been a thing my whole life. I can't see why it's a problem now. And I get one more hour of daylight in the afternoon. Play some golf. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So we got lots to talk about today and actual things, not just listening to ourselves speak like last time. I feel like the last episode was just like a maintenance.
It was, yeah. Catch up, kind of cover the bases.
But haven't recorded an episode in a while. Let's just start talking and see where it goes.
Yeah.
But this, we have actual things to talk about, including but not limited to lovely walks in the woods after big snowfalls, cupcake fiascos, ridiculous sirens on ambulances, and et cetera, I guess you could say.
Et
cetera. So, about last weekend, or was it 2 weekends ago, maybe, when we went to Whistler? I think it was two. Anyways,
I can't remember.
I got a call in the middle of the week from my boss who was asking if you and I had plans that upcoming weekend, and we did not. Well, I had a hockey game on the Saturday night, but he was wondering if we wanted to use his hotel room on the Friday night of that particular weekend because he had booked a hotel room at Nita Lake Lodge in Whistler, which is a very nice hotel in Creekside, right around where I used to live in Whistler. Yeah. He had booked a room for a weekend to meet with some representatives for our big Whistler client. I guess he booked it for the wrong weekend.
That's
how we came about having the room.
And
room
then he couldn't cancel it.
The room was non-refundable.
Mm.
So he needed somebody to stay in that room. And so we, you know, being a team player, I took one for the team.
Twist our rubber arm to go to Nita Lake Lodge.
Anything for G. Wilson.
Yeah.
And so we sacrificed our Friday night and went up to Whistler for a free night at Nita Lake Lodge.
Yeah, we did. It was awful.
Now, speaking of bad weather, it was a tough drive.
It was tough. You're a very good driver. It was tough because of conditions, classic winter conditions and ice. But then as we were getting into Creekside, it was really that crawl that I had never really experienced, but what would normally take us 5 minutes took us 45, and it just added like an hour altogether.
Well, the difficulty was the conditions were not extraordinarily bad.
No.
There were some drivers, I suppose, that were extraordinarily bad.
Yes.
And from North Van to Whistler is an hour and 45 minutes, and it took us over 4 hours to get there. So that's
I thought it was like around three, just over three.
So that's problem number one. Problem number two is, like you said, once we got into Creekside, they call it the Creekside Crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And what should take 5 minutes took us close to an hour. But even then, the roads weren't bad.
No.
It was just bad drivers with...
There was an accident up ahead. Like, once you pass Creekside, there was an accident.
Yeah.
And going into the village, so that slowed everybody down.
The one Achilles heel for Whistler is there's only one road. And so you're...
The Achilles heel for the entire highway to Whistler is that problem. One way.
There's only one way in, one way out.
One way in, one way out. Yeah. Sometimes two lanes, sometimes one. You can't really turn around anywhere.
Thankfully, on the way up to Whistler, we were heading north. On the southbound lanes, there was a massive, massive traffic jam because there was one individual driving in poor conditions, one individual driving a Dodge Charger, nice red hot rod,
who was like my dad's car,
halfway up a hill and couldn't make it. And so he didn't spin out. He wasn't in the ditch. He didn't hit the median. He just couldn't go any further because his wheels were spinning.
Yeah.
And there was a big 18-wheeler behind him who had to stop on the hill and couldn't get going again.
Yeah.
And then it was just mayhem. There was, for miles, there were...
That was actually in a two-lane stretch, but because nobody could...
They couldn't get around
it. Get around it.
Yeah.
That just closed everything down for them. And I think, so I have this group that I'm in. It's called Sea to Sky Highway Conditions. And so I checked it, wondering what it would be like for us going up. And then that's where I first saw that, I don't know, slow down. And then I showed you. And then in front of that Charger at the time were actually two other vehicles that were... stopped with their four ways on. One looked like a cargo van and the other was like a Honda, a small Honda. And when we got there, those two were gone, but the Dodge and the big transport were still there, but they could not move.
So the Charger had to stop for the other two cars.
I don't know, but
started again.
Who knows? Like, who knows? It was just a few, but I don't think anybody collided into anyone else, which is
no, it's just people
nice. With bad, it's just bad tires and
bad tires, like winter tires. I don't know why they're not mandatory in BC for whatever reason, though they are mandatory on that highway.
They do checks at the beginning of the season, I know that.
The first couple of
weekends when people are super excited to go, but then as it gets into the season and we're kind of coming to the end now, people are just like, I can make it in my little zippy car.
So by the time we finally got to the hotel, I checked in at the front desk and the lady at the front desk was telling me that earlier in the day they had rooms available, but in the last hour or so, lots of people had come in and booked the last few rooms. And I just got this sense of like, everybody knew what was happening. The highway was backed up. It was terrible conditions. It had been snowing for a long time. And it just reminded me of this Tim Hortons commercial from many, many, many moons ago. And it was these like, it was this, this was when Tim Hortons was like diner style and they had like the stools and you're like sitting on the stool with the counter in front of you and then the employee behind the counter like refilling your cup of coffee, you know?
I don't ever remember that.
Well, it just in this particular commercial, the customer has this concerned look on their face and the employee pours them a cup of coffee and says something like, don't worry, they're going to make it, or something really like melodramatic.
Yeah.
And then the scene shifts to like the cameras pointing out of the front windows and then this snowplow comes by in heroic fashion and then there's dozens of cars behind the snowplow and they all pull into the parking lot and everybody's happy because everybody made it. And I was getting that vibe.
That vibe, but everybody's like pouring in saying, do you have any rooms?
Yeah. And so by the time we got to the room, we were planning on getting to Whistler around 8. It was probably 9:30, 9:45.
Closer to 10, by the time we got in.
And so we kind of went to check out the facilities, specifically the hot tub. And so we went out to the hot tub just to check it out. And there was already a group of dudes in there. And
not our vibe.
Immediately, we both looked at each other. And we're like, no, we're not.
We're not going to do this.
This is not us. So,
and that hot tub that they have was so tiny. There was, I think, 8 of them. They all knew each other. But they're all crammed into this little thing. And I was like, I am not going in there. Not,
no. It might be... There might be room for 10 people, but there's only room for one group.
Yeah. Like
we're not going to we're not gonna sit with a bunch of these
Start
guys.
Start conversating.
Just, yeah. So that was a no-go. And then the other thing was the village was a no-go because it was going to take us another 2 hours to drive from Creekside to the proper village because the highway was still backed up. And so it was just...
Well, I was like, conveniently enough, Nita Lake did have a shuttle. But remember, like, there was a shuttle that would take you from Nita Lake to the village and then back again. But on this particular evening, as we were pulling out to park, saw the shuttle was under
like 6 feet of snow.
So we're like, the shuttle's out of the question.
Shuttle's not running today. But even if it was running, you'd just be stuck in the shuttle.
Yeah, you'd be stuck and wanting to be in your room because you had already spent all night on the road.
So unfortunately, our only choice really was to stay in the room in front of the fire with cool, chill music on and
pour ourselves a drink and stare out the window of some freshly fallen snow and twinkly lights. It was awful.
If you had to be stuck somewhere, Nita Lake Lodge is probably the place to be stuck, I would say.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
So that's what we did. We didn't even turn the TV on that night.
No.
Like, we just sat in front of the fire, sipping on some... I had some Guinness and you had some Mudler raspberry lemonade vodka drinks. And it was sweet.
Yeah, I cracked a window, got a little bit of cool air, got a little fireplace. It was nice.
It was very
relaxing. We didn't even need the TV. And I remember I got so tired, so heavily tired. My eyes were just, they felt so big and heavy. And I was just like, I could fall asleep right now, but I also didn't want to because I was enjoying the moment so much.
Yeah.
But then we fell asleep like rocks.
Well,
after.
Yeah, we did. We slept pretty good. But I will say that for the hotel we were at, the bed in the room was like shockingly
tough,
shockingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, it needed a topper of some sort on there. The thing was, that had
it felt
no
very,
bounce.
It felt very similar to sleeping on the floor.
It did.
Thank God the pillows were...
They were nice.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just way better than the bed.
No, the pillows were good. Usually you get really thin, flimsy pillows. These ones were chunky and like held you up, which I needed because, you know, I need 18 pillows to sleep.
Yeah.
But that bed, I tell ya. Good thing we were so tired. We just fell asleep. I don't think that bothered us that much. Then.
I think we ordered a second blanket too, didn't we? Because the bed was kind of underserved in terms of...
It just had like blankets. A thin sheet on top. Which I don't know why comforters are no more, but maybe it's a cleaning thing.
Hard to clean, I would think.
Yeah, so.
So that was the night. That was the night in Whistler at Nita Lake Lodge. And we woke up in the morning to blue skies, freshly... Mm-hmm. Fallen snow.
That was nice.
Checkout was cool. It was not until 11 o'clock, so we kind of had the whole morning to relax. You had a nice bath in the big soaker tub.
Yeah, which I never take baths, and I wasn't going to, but then I was like, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. We have 2 hours. What else are you going to do? We wanted to milk that room as much as we could, so I took a bath, and it was nice.
So by the time we got out of the room, it was just past 11 o'clock, and we went for breakfast at Southside Diner, which is probably my favorite place to get breakfast in Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice because there was so much snow in the last 24 or 48 hours and so little snow for the entire season that everyone in Whistler was up on the hill, which meant nobody was at Southside Diner.
Yeah.
And traditionally, Southside Diner on a Saturday morning would have a lineup out the door in the parking lot, and you're waiting for 20, 30, 40 minutes to get a table. Well, we just walked right in, which was fabulous. We had our breakfast. I guess there was a rush earlier in the day.
At 8 o'clock in the morning is when she said it happened.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we were still waking up then.
But by the time we got there, the rush was gone. Everybody was skiing.
That's nice.
And we had our nice, delicious breakfast. And then walked around in the Creekside Village for a hot minute trying to find a fresh baguette for you.
I wanted to go to Ed's Bread and get a little bit of sourdough. And we got you a ginger snap cookie.
Gotta have a ginger snap cookie there. So. They're very nice. This one was still warm.
Well, we got in and the bread wasn't ready just yet, so I got it. We took a little walk around and we got some art cards and then got a hot loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah, the art cards. There's a new art. It's not really a gallery. It's just a sort of an open studio.
I think
studio.
It's like a pop-up. She just kind of has the space for a little bit and showcases all of her art.
Yeah. So that would have been enough. Had we have just gone to Whistler, stayed in the room, had some drinks, had a good sleep, a nice breakfast, fresh baguette, mm-hmm. we could have hit the highway and been totally satisfied
with our
stay. But since we both want to get into the woods more and hike more and do all of these things that we haven't been doing lately, I threw the snowshoes in the truck before we left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this wonderful trail called Rainbow Falls Trail. It's just a little bit outside of Whistler, closer to where I used to work. And we went there for a little snowshoe in the freshly fallen snow. There were a few cars in the parking lot, but we didn't see anybody for the entire time that we were on the trail. And I think it was really nice.
Yeah, that's Whistler for you. I even said on the trail, I was kind of like, once you get out of the city and when you're in Whistler, like if you're not in the village and you're on the trails along the side, you don't really see that many people.
Yeah.
I feel like every hike that I've done with you in Whistler has always been pretty, like, chill for people.
Yeah.
It has never been overwhelming.
Well, I try to keep...
Which one's that? The one that we did?
The train wreck trail is always
The train
always
wreck
busy.
And then the other one where, like, you hike up quite a bit and you're in, like, it looks like Glacier. You can see... They've closed it now because it's, like, First Nations land and for maintenance or something.
Oh, you're talking Joffrey Lakes.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was busy, too. But other than that...
But I like to stay off of the most popular touristy trails in Whistler because they can get pretty busy and crowded, and that's not us.
No.
So we went snowshoeing. Felt like we were going uphill for a long time.
The entire time.
You could say that.
It was the entire time.
You could say that. But at the top of the hill, there's a nice little bridge over a river with a waterfall that was running pretty heavy because of all the recent precipitation.
Yeah. We couldn't see it all that well.
No, but what we could see, though, like we went sort of off the trail to try to see the waterfall better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, out of nowhere, we caught this spectacular view of Whistler through this like opening of
a valley of pine
trees with fresh snow falling on them. And then off in the distance, there's just the peak of Whistler.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is a spectacular
view. This is nice, yeah.
But we never would have, it was off the trail. We kind of had to go.
You wouldn't have done it, but because
I was like, let's
go down this way. And you're like, oh, okay.
Well, snowshoeing down towards the edge of a cliff to see a waterfall in the winter is not my cup of tea.
I took the risk.
Especially with avalanche conditions being what they are. Who knows where the actual edge of the cliff is and not just where the snow has built up. Maybe you're walking on
There were
just...
footprints there, though, and that's...
There were.
You felt better about that. But I kept my eyes on the trees, and I was like, if I'm going to fall, I can grab a tree.
Sure.
So I did.
Yeah, it's just that easy.
Totally.
Anyways, what came of that was the spectacular view.
Yes.
And we spent a few minutes taking about a million photos that all look basically exactly the same.
Yes. But I couldn't even see the waterfall. So I was like, I want something.
And one of the biggest challenges for that trail was for some reason we didn't bring any water.
So, you know, that just goes to speak to our lack of hiking in the last little bit. Like, I always hike with a backpack. I had my water, some snacks, some extra socks. I had nothing. I was like, I feel so naked right now.
But let's not oversell what we did here, though. Like, the hike was only 25 minutes. Or the snowshoe was only 25 minutes from the parking lot to the bridge.
It felt a lot longer.
Of course. So you don't actually need
No, but water. 25 minutes just uphill the entire time, and it's like, I don't know. You just bring water. That's the basic sure,
yes.
need.
We should have brought...
You could bring it.
We should have brought water, but the fact that we didn't wasn't going to kill us. Like, you don't actually need water and snacks for a 25-minute...
No, you hike. Don't. But you never know what could happen up there.
That's true.
You could get know. Injured, then you're stuck there. You have to wait, because I can't carry you down, and you can't carry me down. So, someone's got to be left alone.
We would tap into our
fight or flight.
Primal fight or flight instincts and carry each other down. Maybe.
I would probably just drag you with the snow.
What?
It'd be pretty easy.
I was wearing jeans.
What? So?
They'd be soaked.
No, you put your jacket on under your butt and it's a sled.
I guess so.
We have to be efficient.
So you're just going to push me down the hill, basically?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
No, I would drag you by your feet, maybe.
Then my shirt rides up.
Okay, then I would push you.
It's no dragging. It's got to be a carry.
Okay,
we have to commit to carrying each other.
I would push you.
Anyways, well, we got back to the truck, and neither of us passed out from lack of water or exhaustion.
No, but we needed water.
We had a sip, and we had a nice little ginger snap cookie in the parking lot.
I always love after a hike when you're getting yourself situated. Like, you're taking off all your gear that you wore. Like, we took our snowshoes off, switched our socks, put our boots on, switched our sweaters. Yeah. I always love that part because it's like, you did it. And you always feel good because you have like the post-hike endorphins. And then
endorphins are just firing at all cylinders.
And then you have a ginger snap cookie.
Have to.
That is nice.
Have to. So from there, so at that point, we had a decision to make. Are we just going to go back to Vancouver, or are we going to hang out for a little bit and order pizza from our favorite pizza place called mm-hmm. Creek Bread?
Yeah.
So, of course, we decided to opt for the pizza, and it actually worked out. We were only waiting an additional 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But we got the pizza, which is close to where I used to live. And then before heading down the highway, we thought, well, we'll just eat it here and then hit the road and make it back.
Like, eat it at the condo.
Eat it at the condo where I used to live.
Eat, pee break, and then go. It would be quick.
So we got the pizza, went back to my old stomping grounds, which, a reminder, is not where we stayed the night before.
No.
And not where I've stayed for probably 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've been there.
So... there was a free parking spot in front of the place, so we parked, we got the pizza out of the truck, and we went to the door and unlocked and opened the door, and all of a sudden, all I can hear is this angry dog barking and
you
running,
were greeted by a dog
running down the stairs towards the front door. So I immediately
we're like,
closed the
we're
door, locked it, and I said, let's go back to the truck. And pretend like this never happened.
Yeah.
And so we decided that we would just put the pizza in the back and we would eat it when we got back to my place.
Yeah.
And about halfway back to North Van, I got a call from my boss, who was the owner of the condo that we just broke and entered into. And he asked, he's like, were you just at the condo? And
did you stop by the condo?
And I was like, yep, we did. There seems to be an angry dog there. And he's like, yep, I'm definitely renting that out to people.
I'm ready to change your codes.
I was like, okay, well, I suppose I shouldn't have assumed that we could just go into that condo.
Yeah.
But it would have helped had he have told me that the condo was occupied.
Well, I don't think he was even expecting you to go there because he had just given us a $900 a night hotel room. So he's like, why would they bother going to the condo?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean,
that's on you. That's on me.
That's on me. I shouldn't have assumed.
We could have went to the other place.
Yeah.
Which we did do.
Yeah. Anyways, no harm, no foul. The people that are renting that place out is actually another construction company from Vancouver who's doing work in Whistler. So it's not like it was just these random renters who are going to file a complaint with the landlord or anything silly like that.
No.
Just a funny circumstance.
And you didn't even go step inside. You opened the door like maybe 6 inches and then immediately closed it and we left. Like we didn't even see the people who lived there.
No.
But still, it's a bit of an invasion.
I suppose. Yep. But we needed somewhere to eat our pizza.
Or is it? Yeah. We did.
So that was our trip to Whistler. It had been a while since we had been there, and it was a very nice way to spend a night in Whistler at Needed Lake Lodge.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even go to the village. Didn't need to. No.
So, here's a new segment. It's called What's Eating Kelly?
Okay.
Okay.
Hope you guys are ready for this.
And there was only supposed to be one part for this What's Eating Kelly segment, but I had to add one. Can we talk about ambulance sirens, please? What is the deal? Like,
what is the inconsistencies? Why is that?
So I'm sitting on the couch and I'm writing out the outline for this episode. And I could hear an ambulance like 5 miles away. I could hear this thing coming, which is fine. There's an emergency somewhere. The ambulance needs to get from point A to point B in a fast, safe manner. So everybody get out of the way. And we all know what the typical ambulance siren is. Just like the rear, rear, rear.
Yeah.
Like, you know. So why do they feel compelled to do like the rear, 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 bar, bar, bar.
Like, and it's like, roo, 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 roo.
What is this?
Like, it's like there's a toddler in the passenger seat just pressing all of the buttons for associated sounds.
That's what I want to know. Like, if you hear an ambulance that just has the one simple roo, roo, roo siren rocking,
yeah,
and then you see another one that's got the roo, roo with the bop bops and the beep beeps. Is that just one of those ambulances, or ambuli, if you will? Does one of them only have one person driving and they're solo? So they hit the button once and then just siren on, siren off. And then the alternative is there's somebody in the passenger seat who's bored and wishes they were driving. So they're just playing with the siren button.
I'm going to say, okay, this is my hot take on it. It's probably for like further awareness, because when you play the same sound that's kind of like on a loop, you become accustomed to it. Sometimes when I'm driving and I have my music on, I actually can't hear an ambulance until something will change, and then it's like wah, 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 and then you're like, oh, I think there's an ambulance coming.
Well,
I want to say
too loud if that's the case.
You always think my music's too loud, but I would say that is probably why, because noises like that we become so accustomed to, we tune out. We don't actually pay attention to. So, I hear you. I can appreciate
sirens,
the frustration.
Sirens will be the end of me living in an urban setting.
I think just where you live now. You're on a heavy main artery connected directly to the bridge. So, you know how many ambulances go over that bridge?
But it's just
to go
city.
Into downtown.
It's a city. It's a city thing. There are sirens all the time.
Yeah. There's lots of people going through stuff.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know, but I just don't think like
how do you want, you know what?
Like
at six
in the morning fix. when I'm getting ready for work. At 6 in the morning and I leave at 6:45. When I leave at 6:45, there's nobody on the roads. So I have to assume that at 6 o'clock, when I'm up making my tea, there's also nobody on the roads. But there's always an ambulance with his siren or her siren going like crazy. What cars are you trying to alert to get out of the way at 6 in the morning? Honestly.
Don't know.
I don't want to come across as if I don't appreciate what first responders do for a living and the service that they provide for us. It cannot be understated that they are heroes and sheroes, and like, we need them and heroes and sheroes.
I've never heard of that before.
We need them and I appreciate them. What we do not need are these
excessive sirens.
Oh. And also, if we're going to talk about sirens, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I am on to the firefighters. I know that they have changed their sirens on their trucks to actually play 2 sirens for every 1 truck.
Okay.
So do you remember when you were in elementary school, like in kindergarten, there were songs and they were called, I think they were called rounds. And so like group A would start singing the song, and then halfway through their verse, group B would start singing their verse. And it, just the way that the song and the tempo is, like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the fire trucks are doing. There's one siren going in like the key of A, and then there's another one in the background in the key of B.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same truck playing 2 sirens. Do we need 2 sirens on that 1 truck? Do we, honestly?
I'm going to tell you, for awareness, make people pay attention, because they don't.
No, what they want it to sound like is that there are 2 trucks coming, but there's only one.
Well, if you think 2 trucks are coming, then you're like, where are they coming from? You're looking around, trying to figure it out.
Oh, man.
Maybe slow down. I'm being devil's advocate here, but I'm sure there is a reason other than to just annoy the hell out of you. Like, I'm sure.
Well, they're doing pretty, I mean, sure. Hopefully they're getting to where they need to go safely and saving lives. But for the love of God.
Let's just take it easy
on the bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bops. Like, just give me the rear, and I'll get out of the way.
That's all I want. That's all we need.
I'll get out of the way. I heard you.
Yeah.
I'm out of the way.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Okay. I got that off my chest. Thank you.
Are we good?
I'm fine.
Can move on.
Okay. Now let me get into what's really eating me and has been eating me for 2 weeks.
I don't think I've heard this one.
Oh, you know about this. This is the cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I need to paint a picture or set a stage. So at work, it's myself, a grown-ass man who came from a good family. surrounded by love and support.
Uh-huh.
I like to think of myself as a well-balanced individual.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not super obsessed with things like, for example, my birthday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I've been dealing with at work is a younger man, an apprentice who started his apprenticeship later in life, which I can appreciate. I did the same thing. A 29-year-old turning 30 a couple weeks ago. Now, I know he's turning 30, or he already has turned it at this point. I knew he was turning 30 because he told me several times that his birthday was coming up. His birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand.
I get it.
Your birthday is on Thursday. Yeah. I get it. You're turning 30. I understand. Okay, this kid comes from a difficult childhood. We won't get into this in detail because it's certainly none of my business. It's absolutely none of your business. With that being said, he turned out really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really great guy. Very friendly, very kind. I suppose he's thoughtful. If he makes a mistake, he owns up to it immediately. And is constantly looking for approval from me. Now, I'm not sure if that's like just a authority figure or a male authority figure or whatever layers that has. I don't really No.
Don't delve too deep into that on the podcast.
I don't
right
know
now,
what that's about, but there's a sense of need for approval for me for just about everything, which is fine. Now, as a carpenter, a licensed Red Seal carpenter, I've had apprentices in the past, which were like one-on-one, like we are a pair. We work together. We work together for months or years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like Brody, who was my apprentice in Whistler, he's grown up to be a full-on carpenter, and he's very talented, and he's one of our best carpenters. And that is not because I trained him to be a carpenter. I always used to tell Brody that you're going to turn into a carpenter regardless of what I teach you. I'm just going to kind of teach you the soft skills of what it's like, or what give you the tools you need to be successful on site.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of the approach that I'm taking. So on Wednesday night, I went to the grocery store. I got him a birthday card, and I got him 12 chocolate mini donuts.
Mini cupcakes.
Then on Thursday, I got up early and I went to Tim Hortons before work, and I got him a coffee, a double-double, which is how he likes it. And I got him a donut, which was a sour cream glazed, which is his favorite donut. And I got myself a fritter, because fritters are the best, most underrated donut in the Tim Hortons franchise.
Okay.
So that's a birthday card, cupcakes, donuts, and a coffee. All for his birthday. Okay?
That's huge.
So he walks into the office on Thursday morning. I hand him his coffee, donut, and a birthday card, and he's over the moon happy.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever done this before for him. All this kind of stuff. And I was just like, well, happy birthday. Today's your day. Now get to work.
Yeah.
10 o'clock comes around, which is when we have break. That's when I bring out the mini chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
Now, I have been looking forward to these cupcakes since I bought them the night before, because they are delicious. I've had them before. They're spectacular.
Okay.
So I give him the cupcakes. Say, hey, man, happy birthday. I got cupcakes for us to celebrate. He's like, oh, man, thanks. No one's ever done that for me before. Blah, 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 blah. He opens the package, offers me a single cupcake, which I take happily, thinking, I'll just take another one later.
Yeah, they'll sit out.
Yeah. We'll leave them out. Like, this break is a half hour long. It's going to take me 10 seconds to eat this one cupcake.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a second or a third throughout this next half hour.
Mm-hmm.
He then closes the package, takes one for himself, closes the package, and puts it into his lunchbox, and tucks his lunchbox under our little tool storage shelf.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, no problem. We had a cupcake. We'll maybe have another one at lunch. And this is not an issue. I'm fine with this.
Yep.
And so we carry on. I have my hummus and my egg bites and a single mini cupcake. And break is break, and it's fine. Lunchtime comes around. No cupcakes come out. They stay tucked under the tool storage. Not even a mention of them, really. And then, so lunch goes by. There's no cupcakes. And then the end of the day comes around, and you know, we've cleaned everything up. Garage is spotless, and he's got his lunchbox in one hand, and he's got this package of cupcakes in the other hand. There are 10 now
left.
10 left. 2 were consumed at work,
and those were really tiny. Like, I feel like you could have finished them in the day.
It can't be understated how many these mini cupcakes were. He went home with those cupcakes, all 10 of them. I don't know why he didn't say, like, he didn't tell me what his plan was. The next morning, he comes in and he's showing me, like, you know, the nice meal that he had with his girlfriend.
Mm.
And then he shows me a video that his girlfriend filmed of him blowing out the candles on his mini cupcakes.
Ten cupcakes.
Ten cupcakes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that part.
And I'm watching this video thinking to myself, five of those are mine. I bought him 12 cupcakes thinking that he would have six and I would have six. That was my plan. Maybe call me selfish.
Backfired, yeah, a little.
Call me selfish?
A little.
But that's what birthday. I was, that's the expectation.
Mm.
And then to rub salt in the wound of showing me a video of him blowing out candles on my five cupcakes that are sitting next to his five cupcakes, which he has the right to do whatever he wants with. Mm-hmm. Those are his.
Yep. So can you really be mad? You can always go get cupcakes.
Of course I can always go get cupcakes. But yeah. I did go get cupcakes and I didn't get to eat any of them.
You are not in any type of shortage for sugary sweet treats, okay? You were fine. We just had a Honey's donut this morning.
Yeah,
we shared that. Okay, we do not struggle in that department.
Next year, if Devin is on my site, I'm going to buy him a pack of cupcakes and I'm going to buy a pack of cupcakes for the crew, I guess. Yeah. Because
You could also just buy the pack of cupcakes, give him one and keep it. And be like, how does this feel?
That would be a big old slap in the face.
Right?
I don't know if he can handle that. I don't know if I can handle that, if I'm being completely honest.
I'm all about the pettiness.
That's pretty excellent.
Well, you can't sit here and complain about that, fully expecting that you were gonna get six.
I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm complaining so much as, like, I don't know what I'm... I don't even know how I feel about it. I will say...
You were expecting them to be shared than one.
I will say that during the day, that day, after the first break, and after having only one cupcake while the rest go away... Mm-hmm. I did kind of text other guys at work on different sites and I kind of just like, you know, hypothetically speaking,
what
if somebody brings in 12 mini cupcakes for a birthday, like should those cupcakes just be handed out until they're gone kind of thing? Or should the birthday person just accept them and take them home?
Right.
It was unanimous that they are for...
Everyone
for that day. And like, you know, there are now just cupcakes on site and take one if you want one until they're gone. Like that's for kind of, it's like bringing in a box of donuts for the crew.
Yeah.
The donuts are just, they're there until they're gone. Like no one really is allowed to go home.
Yes, of course.
To stockpile the donuts and take them with them. It's for that particular moment. Similar to a beer at the end of a hockey game. If somebody hands you a beer at the end of the hockey game, you can't just put that beer in your bag and leave. If you take the beer, you have to consume the beer with the boys. Like that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have some work to do with Devin and Devin's soft skills, mm-hmm. I guess is the point here. So... thank you for allowing me the opportunity to vent that.
Are you telling me you're not a little happy that when you saw the cupcakes being blown out by him for his dinner, that didn't you weren't like, oh, that's nice. Okay, he can...
No.
Because he's not getting a cupcake or cake for his birthday.
That brought me almost no joy. That was I almost got more upset. I was like, oh, yeah, those are those are mine. Is what I was thinking.
You're sounding a little selfish.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
I can hear it.
I'm glad. Wait for your birthday, okay?
I do feel bad that his girlfriend didn't really do anything special for him.
Yeah.
But she was in. I don't know. She was in night school and.
Whatever. Not our problem.
Whatever.
Not a problem.
I don't want to get into that part, but. I guess end of the day, I'm glad that he was able to have a nice birthday evening and blow out some candles, even if they were stuck into my cupcakes.
Okay.
So that's that. Okay, so That, I'm sorry, that took longer than I thought. Apparently it was
major
weighing
pain
on,
point.
It was weighing on sure. me pretty heavily. We have things to look forward to. Spring, we've sprung forward this morning, so we're in daylight savings.
Yes.
The weather looks nice this week. Like I'm talking sunny and 15 by the end of the week.
Yeah, because last week was rain and snow and slush and a combo of all
yeah.
the things.
We're kind of getting into that bipolar part of
that weird transition
springtime
phase.
Yeah, yeah, where you never truly know what you're getting into. But
yeah, we were in Jamaica around this time last year.
We sure were.
Yeah. 1 year anniversary of Snowmageddon.
Yeah. Don't bring that up.
Because you can leave.
Well, you may actually go back to Whistler this week because
yeah.
a friend of yours, Janelle, has a free night in Whistler.
Yeah, she has some work stuff. So I'm going to tag along.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm also her ride because she can't get up there with her car. So.
Yeah, she's using you for the RAV.
But I can get another free night in a hotel. I don't care.
Yeah, we'll have fun. Before we go, I just want to say a big old thank you to the staff at the Newmarket Hospital. I don't know. I don't remember what it's called. Southlake.
Mm-hmm.
Southlake Regional Healthcare Facility, I believe is what it's called.
Okay. Is it like a clinic or a big hospital?
No, it's a hospital. It's okay. Where I was born.
Oh, precious.
Yeah. My mom had a hernia removed, which was everything went smooth, swimmingly. She's at home resting and feeling better every day, it seems, which is huge. So mm-hmm. I just want to say a big thank you to all the staff who were involved with that and took good care of my mama. And I would like to assume that had she have had to go to the hospital in an ambulance, the paramedics would have use an appropriate amount of alerts.
They would have had all the sirens on to get her there.
Well, maybe the only time an overzealous ambulance siren situation, the only acceptable time would be if my mom
when they're
is
transporting
in the back.
Okay, yeah.
Outside of that,
yeah,
let's keep it to a minimum, please.
Okay, yeah.
All right. We're into spring. We're done episode 18. Mm-hmm. We got a big week ahead of us.
Yeah.
And that's it. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Kelly's rants.
Yeah, rant
this week.
Complete. Hopefully this doesn't happen again.
Next week will be much more positive.
We'll see.
I have my fair share of rants. I can get with that. So.
This was an on-air sort of PG
I hear
rant.
About this all the time. So now you. It is only fair that we bring you into this as well. So you guys can all hear it as well.
Well, hey, maybe we put it out. Maybe we put it out to our fans. Am I out of line?
We're not the only ones.
Am I out of line though? That's
well,
what
cupcake,
I want to know.
You might have a couple different opinions on the cupcakes.
I want to know.
Situation.
I
don't know.
I don't remember our email address right now. Ah, shoot. Is it everythingelsepodcast@gmail.com? Oh no.
It is. I think it is. Yeah.
Might be.
We haven't used it in a while.
I never use it.
I don't even know the password.
Yeah.
You haven't shared that with
Sorry.
Me.
Sorry about that.
We can tell who runs the show here, guys.
Well, just let us know. You can contact us. You guys all
yeah.
know how to get
let
in
us
touch.
Know, yeah.
Just
Send
tell
us
me.
A message.
Tell me, am I wrong? Were six of those cupcakes mine, or was I lucky that he even gave me one? If I'm off base, it'll not be the first time. But anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. We love you all. Love you lots. And we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for hanging.
Okay, bye.
Bye.